Good morning, Kingdom of God. Good morning, Holy One. Great God of heaven and earth, the Lord who is ever present with you. I put before you that God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's with you always, even unto the end of the age. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him were all things created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, powers, or rules, or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things. And in Him, all things hold together. Say, I'm holding together. Even better, I'm knowing You, Lord, more and more. Come on, say it. I'm holding together. Even better, knowing You, Lord, more and more. Holding together. Even better, knowing You, Lord, more and more. Holding together. Yet so much better. Knowing You better and better and better and better and more, oh Lord. He's holding it together. Like stitching your shoes made of leather, so you can walk in the path you've never walked before. The Word says that when Moses and all the people walked through the wilderness, their shoes did not wear out because God was holding it together. Because He's the one that made the leather. Every dynamic, every sense of opportunity, everything that feels like an opposition has such an important posture in your life. It represents something so dynamically important, because when we see what God is doing, the work is already done. By the time we see whatever that obstacle or whatever that opposition, at least it appears to be that way, when we see what it's about, that means the work has been done. You get it. You got it. God did something incredible in your mind. He opened a lens in your eye. He caused you to see something that you had never seen before. This is that day. Things that have never happened before in your life can happen today. They can begin today. Can you believe that they can begin today? And not just anything, but things that drive you to your knees, whether in your heart or physically on your knees, to be in awe of the wonder of God. The Word says there's something that Christ is looking for, God is looking for in you. And He's looking for Christ formed in you. You can take your seats. He's looking for Christ formed in you, and there's a really important reason for that. And this is the day of that forming, today, when we say this is the day. When by faith we declare this is the day. Today, I'll touch the hem of His garment and I'll be healed. Today, I'll cry out, Jesus, Son of David, and I'll be healed. This is the day. We know that day isn't determined because God is saying, hang on, just hold on one more minute and I'll be there to perform for you. But it's so reliant on when our faith says, today. This is the day right here, right now. This is the moment. This is the hour. This is the season. I talk about seasons all the time. One of the reasons I talk about seasons is because so much happens within a season, within a you could call it a format of time. God brings things together. And so think about this. He holds all things together. Everything is held together by Him. So you're not going to fly apart. Say, I'm not. God's holding me together. Just like He did the stitches in the leather of the shoes as they walked through the desert places. And the desert places were not a representation. I mean, there was representation there. But the desert places were the influence of God over and through the words of His people. Over and through the words of His people. And the scripture I just read, it says the sun is the image of the invisible God. The things that are in heaven, visible and invisible, those things which are in heaven and those things which are in earth. And guess where the invisible is? In the earth. Heaven is clearly seen. And the word even says all the attributes of God, the qualifier for humankind, for mankind, is made evident when you just look up and see all the creation of God. And what it's simply saying is you cannot view the world, or even if you're blind, touch the world, or even if you're blind, deaf, and dumb, know you exist. You cannot deny the reality that God is God and that He is real. And Jesus is and was the image of the invisible God. So in this sphere, this plane we call earth, God created it as a place of invisible realities. And that's why prophecy comes forth. Because God wants, as He made Himself visible through His Son, God wants the invisible attributes, the glory of God to be manifest. Keep in mind, when He's leading the people, the children of Israel, through the wilderness, He did so many different wonders, and He said, I'm doing it for this reason. He didn't even say, I'm doing it because you're hungry. I'm doing it because you're thirsty. Of course He did. But He said, I'm doing what I'm doing that you may know that I'm caring over you, I'm caring for you, and that I am God with you. I want the heartbeat of God was, what I'm doing because I want you to know that I'm God with you. It's important for you to know that I'm God and that I'm God with you, because if you do, I can introduce all kinds of wondrous opportunities, things in your life that are invisible even to heaven and are only made manifest through your faith. And if you will simply believe and trust that I am God with you, and know that God is love and God is good and His way is perfect, if you'll just cement that in your mind, and that's what the word means when it says casting down every thought and every imagination in your own mind that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Or say it this way, no matter what it is in my life, whether it seems incredible, overwhelming in a positive or overwhelming in a negative way, the one thing God wants me to know before things disappear is He wants me to know that He is God with me. He wants you to know He's God with you, and for a very, very important reason. Jesus is the firstborn of all creation. He's the first of His kind. He's the Son of God. He's the Word of God, always with God. But when He was made visible by the spoken Word of God, which required Mary to believe and Joseph to believe the word of the unseen by faith, God was able. Yes, God was able. He can do everything and anything. But he has his ways. Because the word says his ways or his way is perfect. So God has a way. And a lot of times, an individual will become discouraged because they don't understand the way of the Lord, because they don't fully believe that God is with you. The Lord is with you. If you understand what that means, number one, comfort should fill your heart and your mind. The Lord, my God, is with me. And who is my God? He's great. He's holy. He's loving. He's kind. He's perfect. He's all authority. And he's all power. And everything that he has formed, everything. Say everything. Break it down. All this, everything he has made. He has done it for his glory, his purpose, and his pleasure. And I am the pleasure of the Lord because he created me. And I know that. Now that's a foundation that if you stand on that, your life will begin to transform, and this is how it will transform. You will begin to see things that are invisible. 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 God called it. He says, I am an invisible God, and I've called you to worship me. And I don't want you to see me as any other creation has ever seen me, mankind. I want you to see me in a way that no one has ever seen me before. Mankind, I want you to see me by faith. Heaven sees me, the host of heaven worships me, and they say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who is, who was, and who is to come. Hear the host of heaven saying, who is to come? Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was, we see you as you was, who is, we see you as you is, and who is to come. We're looking forward to that day. And then the word says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And as we progress on down, we see in God created. That was a moment of perfect order. And God created man. And he blessed man and woman. And he blessed them with purpose because he created us in his image. So God, his invisible attributes, which will heal your everything, which will set you free from everything and anything, which will encourage you at all times, no matter what, right here, right now, he is at God. Because he cannot change. He is omnipresent, so he has to be here by virtue of the nature of God. By the very virtue of his nature that he is God, he has to be here. Even if he didn't want to, he'd still be here. But he does want to. So he is here. Also, he is all authority and he is all power. At all times, every place, every situation, at all times. But to know God is with me vanquishes the idea of your enemies out there that may be trying to get one over on you, or steal from you, or prevent you, or get in your way, or take something that rightfully belongs to you. God is with me means all things are going to work together according to the very purpose and power of his will in my life, and there isn't anything in heaven or earth that can prevent that from happening to me. Not anything. But you have to know God is with me. The word says, they that believe must believe. Because God is only pleased through your faith. Because you must believe that he is God, which means you must believe that he is with you. And if you believe that he is with you, and you know that he is God, and you know that he is good, then you know that he is working out his perfect order in your life through his ways, or today we can call them methods, so you can see him for who he is. In the wilderness, it wasn't about the bread, it wasn't about the manna, it wasn't about the water, it wasn't about the things that the people thought what he did was about. The order, the way, the reason, God says, is I'm doing this so you will know that I am God with you. I'm prophesying to you today, so if you hear me, your life will transform. Your life will change, and I know that to be true, and it will change in the sense that you will begin to see the things you were not aware of. The invisible attributes of God will begin to perform in your life the things that you didn't know could happen. The things you've lost hope in, the unreasonable favor that you hope someday you might walk in will make itself presently known. We are about to be caught up together to meet him. Are you excited? The day of the Lord is at hand. God is no less God in your life today than he will ever be. Heaven is the visible. Earth is the plain of the invisible. And when the invisible is made known in your life, God is pleased. You think you're excited because God blessed you. God is more excited than you are because he blessed you. Because he blessed you before you realize it. And now that you get it, it's like having a package, a present, a gift that God gave you and you sat on a shelf. And he was excited to give you that gift. But you didn't open it. You just didn't see what was inside. Had you known what was inside, you would have opened it a long time ago. But today, you're going to open it because the word of prophecy is a revelation of who Christ in you is, and that is God's hope of his glory being revealed in the earth. Those invisible, non-tangible attributes of God that are so profound and so indigenous to the nature he created you to be, creatures of faith. The invisible lives on the inside of you. And that's where the favor of God comes, where wherever you put your foot, it's blessed. You go in, it's blessed. If you go out, it's blessed. But not a process. I don't like the word process. Can I explain why I don't like the word process? And I understand. I understand. I understand what the word process means in a believer's life. I get it completely. It means to me it's not happened yet. It's not complete yet. It's not right yet. It's not full yet. It's not perfect yet. But it's coming. And I have difficulty with that because of a lens that God allows me to look through. A spectrum of his light in which I can't help but see him every time I think about him as God in his fullness. God perfect, God complete, here and now. When a child goes to preschool or first grade, let's say first grade, a child goes to first grade, first day, in the first grade. Is that day imperfect because it's the first day? Do we have to wait to the end of the year before we can say that child is a complete first grader? No. The very first minute, the very first day of the first grade, you are a perfect, complete first grader. That day is perfect. You may assess yourself when you go home, and I wished I had done better. I wished I had done this. I wished I had done that. And you can say, tomorrow I'll do better, and that's fine. Because you may do better. You may do worse based on your assessment of what you did. But the first day is a perfect, complete first day of a first grader. So you can say a first grader is complete in all his first grader ways. There's nothing missing. It couldn't be in anymore, regardless of what he or she did or didn't do. We're talking about a perfect first grader first day. Perfect. And the second day is going to be the same. Now, what you learn and how you internalize that day and the value of that day, you may say, but I did way better the fifth day. I did way better on Friday than I did on Monday. But you only did it because of Monday, because Monday was so perfect, because it perfectly inclined you to evaluate how you could perform even higher the second, third, fourth, and fifth day. But Monday, you cannot take anything away. You cannot devalue the power and the perfection of day one, because it was complete in all its created ways. So we can say this is the day God made. And what he made, it's perfect. You may have poorly assessed yourself. You may have dealt with something that you didn't want to. It may have seemed bad, kind of bad, good, great. And none of that on either side of the spectrum changes anything about the value, the completeness, the perfection of that day, because God made it and you were there in it. And whatever you learn from that, whatever, man, if I had only known that the first day, but without the first day, you would never have known that. You needed to know that the first day, because the first day told you what you needed to know. The idea of process says it isn't here. It's a deferment of the completion of a day, so you will never derive the fullness, the blessing, the lesson, the influence, the empowerment, the authority, the wisdom, the understanding of that day, no matter how you assess yourself in that first day. It was so powerful because it brought you to a place of honing your mind as how you could perform on a higher level. That day is a perfect day. This day is a perfect day. This is the day that God has made. And however you assess what you did or what you will do today, if you will confine your thoughts to God is perfect in all of his ways, the Lord my God is with me. He can never, nor will he ever leave me or forsake me. He will lead me in the way that I should go. So if I'm here, regardless of whether I think I made a good decision or a poor decision, God is giving me a perfect day to know either way. It's a complete day, and I am completely empowered, and now I have the ability and the understanding and the wisdom to prophesy. And what I'm saying today is that today is the value and the power and the wisdom and the insight and the authority of tomorrow. And without it, I wouldn't even know the difference. It's the exact same thing when if you feel like your opposition is against you. God uses the authority of what you consider opposition to open a lens through which you can see him that you would never even look through. You wouldn't even want to look through it because you don't need it. God says, I'm seeking true worshipers, and they that worship me must do it in the spirit that I am truth, that I am present. You have to worship me like I'm right there. You have to sing to me like I'm right there. Not in a distance. The authority of your life, the authority of those that are inclined prophetically, is to be revealers of the invisible, so God is glorified in such a way that he can drive all types of favor into and around your life. He can make sinners bow their knee. He can heal the sick. He can raise the dead. He can clarify the minds of people through his word to the truth of righteousness. He can increase you. He can incline you in all types of ways. He can increase your resources beyond your need. But you'll never go beyond your need until you stop thinking that you only need what you need. You cannot evaluate how much God is inclined to reveal that he's given to you. But he'll walk you through a time to incite his methods, his ways in your life, where you will look for him in a way you would never have looked for him before. So cursing a thing blinds your eye, shuts your eye to that light. Being angry at a thing closes your eye to the value of that lens through which, if you'd look like Jesus, the firstborn would look at you in your worst day, because he knows this is the day. If you'd look through that lens, God will open your eyes to a value, to a reality, to an invisible thing that you really, really need in your life. That's why that opportunity is there. So you can see it. And when you see the value of it, the work has already been done. How do you know? Because you can see it. The invisible. He says that he is the invisible God. Jesus is the image of the invisible. In 2 Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, it says something really important. It says, you are complete in him. You are complete in him. Favor is going to fall to your feet like branches and fruit blown off of the tree onto the ground by the wind of the Spirit of God's breath. And that breath is the unction through which you speak the word of the Lord. And it will shake the very trunk and branches of the trees God has planted around you, all the fruit that he's given you that you're not aware of until it falls at your feet and says, we're here to serve the purpose of God. And nothing can stop that now. Once you believe. The secret things, Deuteronomy 29, 29. Secret things, those belong to God. The secret things. But the things which are revealed belong to us and our seed's seed. Prophecy is that voice of God's willingness to open your eyes to see what is invisible, but once seen, so many wondrous things happen. Number one, you feel impaled by the love of the Father. Just like the love of God shoot right into you, just penetrate right into your heart, and you feel God's love and his presence in a way you just couldn't feel without. Doubting him, because you know, I can see. I see now. That means the work has been completed in you. So the word says, and we do not look for the things which are seen, but we look for what is unseen. If you've ever wondered what your call as a believer is, it's to see things that cannot be seen. To know things that cannot be known. Because when that spectrum of light comes through your ability to prophesy, to hear the word of God and to act upon it, it's all one and the same. It holds all things together by his will. Then the earth has to give you its treasures. It has to. Because from the very beginning, what we were redeemed to is that the earth holds secrets, it holds treasures, and it literally yearns, waiting for the sons of God to be manifest, because is just bloated. It's over full of the blessing that it would yield to you, not just the manna and the treasures and the resources and the finances, but that the glory of God called it out. The glory of God said, this is why this is happening. The glory of God made this manifest. The glory of His Word is what brought this to pass. Because you believe the Word of God, the glory of God made it manifest. And to that, there is no wall that you can't leap over. There is no troop that you cannot run through. There isn't anything that is impossible. Anything. So dream. But don't dream by the lens of your need. Dream, God, show me who you are beyond anything I need. Surpassing what I know to ask. See, we read that scripture, God is willing to do exceedingly abundantly above all we know to ask or think, but there's a method. There's a way. My God is way. Is way perfect. There's a way. Show me the way. He said, I'll lead you in the way you should go. And we think, great, you know, I need $100 today, so I'm going to go away and I'm going to find it laying on the ground. No, He's going to lead you in a way that will open your understanding that can say, I don't ever want you to have to be desperate for $100 again. So I'm going to show you the way. And it may seem to be no way, but I'm going to show you it is my way. And all the way back to the foundation, my God is with me and His way is perfect. My God is with me and His way is perfect. That means the best that it could possibly turn out is how it's turning out for me. Thus we become inclined to say, this is the greatest season of my life. The invisible attributes. I was at a flying field a while back, and a gentleman had a glider, and I just was intrigued by it. And I started asking him questions, and he launched his glider, and I had asked him, I said, "Wow!" I said, well, how does that work? You have a little, you know, how does... He said, well, this is what we do. He said, I do competition. And he said, when in order to win, he said, you have to start at the lowest point. And he said, because what you want to do is you want to catch thermals. And thermals are kind of a three-part. There's three parts to them. There's heat from the sun, or S-U-N, or we can call him S-O-N. There's the earth, we can call that U. And there's air that rises because of the heat that comes from the earth. It's that simple. They're called thermals. And there are different configurations, and they're kind of like columns of hot air that go up. But they're not all over the place. They're in places, all over the place. So guy started flying. I said, how are you doing? I says, he said, I'm hunting the thermals. And he says, it's kind of like hunting for a ghost. And when he said that, it hit me. So what you're called to do is you're called to hunt the ghost. And he said, watch this. He said, the thermals normally are, they migrate over here. This is where we, and he started flying this plane, and it got higher and higher and higher with nothing to propel it, just hunting the ghost. And the ghost kept elevating and elevating until he was hundreds of feet in the air. Just on columns of the invisible attributes of God. Unseen, but you can feel it because it lifts you. And what these pilots do, these guys that are in these planes and they're flying, what they do is they'll bank. Chris would know about this. They'll bank at, say, a 4 to 5, because when you bank, you lose altitude. So in other words, when you turn, you may drop a little. So there's a whole method staying in the air, and to ride the thermal as long as you can. And just like God, the center of the thermal gives you the most lift. So you kind of ebb and flow in and out of that thermal, but you just you just circle around that thermal, and it can take you really, really high, and you can ride it for a long time, and then at some point, the thermal goes someplace else, and you got to find it again. The Spirit of God, the invisible attributes of God, are like thermals that pick you up and carry you. You ever seen birds just like this? You think they're just floating. No, they're riding thermals. They're just catching thermals, and they're riding thermals. And you'll see them. You ever seen them? They just kind of circle for a while in a certain area. They don't normally just shoot across the sky in a thermal, but you'll see them. They're riding thermals, just like you, hunting the ghost. Hunting the ghost, hunting the Holy Ghost, hunting the Holy Spirit. Seek me, and you will be found of me, and I will elevate you. I will lift you up. I will catch you away. Elijah caught a thermal one day. Bam! Enoch caught a thermal one day. Bam! A man in the Spirit of God grabbed him by the hair of his head, the word says, and yanked him up. He caught a thermal. Yeah. One night I caught a thermal, and God took me to a place. Paul talks about being caught up in a holy thermal. He was seeking the ghost. One night I was seeking the ghost, and God showed me incredible things. Couldn't even describe them. Paul said the same thing. You say you're trying to compare yourself with him? No, but I guess there's some similarities, you know? Why shouldn't there be? We are the children of the firstborn of creation. That's who you are. And when you don't think of yourself as complete, you walk incomplete, waiting for the second day of the second grader or the third day of the third grader to evaluate the completeness of that day instead of saying God made it complete in all of its ways because that's who He is and He created and He created me. Today is your day of prophecy. Today the word of the Lord is put your foot in front of you and I will meet you there. Hunt the ghost. God, you are with me. I'm hunting the ghost. I'm looking for an elevation. Now, this is what incredible. The word talks about eagles. Jesus, God said one time to the children of Israel, He said, I picked you up and I carried you on eagle's wings. You know what eagles do? They hunt the ghost. They hunt the ghost, sometimes just hunting the ghost, and sometimes they hunt it for their prey. Because you can see a lot farther from higher up. You can see things you wouldn't see when you're riding the thermal. And eagles ride thermals. God wants you to hunt the ghost. Father, this day is complete. There's a thermal in today. There's something to elevate my awareness of you. And as I become aware, a lens opens within the spiritual realities of my ability to perceive, to understand, to prophesy. And I can see things that are invisible. In the earth, we think of things in the future as things further down the road, but the reality of prophecy is it shows you the existence of the things without time. You may assess your life based on how complete you are, and an opportunity comes, and you consider it an opposition. All right. But if you will evaluate that opposition as the perfect day to catch a thermal, God will elevate you beyond the situation. And when you see the work has been done in your mind, and you'll be able to see through that lens for the rest of your life. Because something in your heart will be such a conviction of this is a reality, I've been there. So when God gives you a word of prophecy, it could happen today. If you will begin to assess this is a greatest day of my life. And whatever opposition, whatever challenge you are facing is God's method, God's way. I'm not saying he's doing anything hurtful to you. He can't. He says, I do not wish to do you any harm. But he wishes to reveal, to show you his unsearchable love. Unsearchable, but you can ride the thermal of his love. But every opportunity, call a trial opportunity. That's where James got it. He said, I can't help but say it like this. Count it all joy. When you're challenged, your faith is called on because you're catching the thermal. God will elevate you so you'll be complete and entire, lacking nothing. And this time, latter part of this month, as we move in, but this time, the most amazing expressions of uncommon favor will be given to you. But those that are the precipitants or recipients of this favor will be the participants of the favor. Hear the word of the Lord. If you will give, and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You will show favor. You will show favor. You will show favor. And favor will return to you some 30, some 60, some 100. But it will return to you. Hear the word of prophecy. This is that time. And within that favor, God will cultivate the wisdom of kings. Things you'd never learned, but you didn't have to, because God brought that knowledge, that wisdom, that favor right to your door, so you didn't even have to take the time away from God, what God anointed and called you to do, to learn what God brought to you. A strength that you didn't have. Regardless of where you are, very, very little, somewhere in the middle, or you feel you're somewhere on top, whatever you look at and say, wow, someday, the favor of that day is within the word of prophecy, because when you believe, you please the Lord. And it's coming to you on the thermals of favor. So catch one. God, I'm looking for the elevation of you in me. Christ in me. My hope of glory. Christ in me. Say of the Lord, Christ in me is the thermal that lifts me. It's the invisible creation, the attributes of God that carry me higher than I could ever go. Without exhaustive effort. When these birds, eagles, are flying on these thermals, there's no effort involved. Just keep their wings out. All they have to do is feel the lift. And whatever that lift is, if it's your left wing, you can 45 it into the left. And then you'll adjust by your worship to continue to hunt that thermal. Hunt the ghost. They that seek me will find me. They that look for me will find me. Feel for me, he says, while I am near. Just like a bird, just like an eagle looking for that thermal. Next time you see birds just floating around in the air, you'll know. And remember, they're hunting the ghost. They're riding the ghost right now. Thermal's kind of the horse of heaven to birds. It's what they ride on. It's their chariot. It's your chariot to carry you someplace you've never gone before. The Lord doesn't want it to be complicated today. wants it to be simple. Everything that is coming is already here. But it will feel as though that it approached you. And it is the favor of the Lord. So be generous in your favor. Give out of your favor. Talk of the favor of God. Know that He is present with you, because favor has surrounded you in invisible ways that you are not aware of. They're talking about you. You're on their minds. You don't need them to say what you want them to say. They'll tell you what God says to say. And you will know that long-awaited rest, what it means. And in that rest, you will build in a way you have never built before. Not by might or effort or power or strain or concern or fear, but by my Spirit, says the word of the Lord. And God will convey you higher than you've ever been, to see places and things that you've never seen. You'll know how to think from the kingdom of God. And the Ghost will get you there. And the Ghost is all around you. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and He will lift you up. He will exalt you. He will take you where He wants you to go. And I promise you, but my promises are far beneath His. But my promises are through Him and by Him, so they become His in me. So I promise you that it will so exceed anything you would have even asked God to do. It will astound you in ways that you won't even know how to put into words. And it'll happen seemingly like in just minutes, days, and hours of time. So quickly, you'll say, all that we, even the generation before me, could not do in all the effort, and God did it in what seemed like a day's time. So everybody, hear the word of the Lord. Receive this word. Just like if a rain cloud was there, get under the rain. Go hunt the Ghost. Catch the thermal. Surrender yourself to the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean unto or into what you know or think you need to know. God will bring all the intelligence, all the insight, all the science, all the wisdom, all the understanding, all the resources, all the influence, all the research. To the door of favor, they that believe. Jesus said, I knock on that door, open it, and I will come in, and I will make my abode. I'll dwell with you, and I'll dine with you. This is that day. Today, the revelation, the spirit of prophecy, the revelation, the spirit of prophecy is the revelation, the revealing of Christ and Christ in you. And this is the greatest season of your lives. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout. Stand with me. Let's pull on heaven today. Yes, you should. 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 You should do that. Do it. Yes, you should. God, we praise you, Holy One. Lord God, great God, my God, only God, faithful God, true God, God of wonders, the God of ever and always, the God who only knows and does perfect. We worship you. And we pull upon the heavens of God. We draw that kingdom out of ourselves. We release it today, the invisible attributes of God that are put before us as favor. We are not walking in the days of process. We are walking in the day of progress. Today, we have made progress. For we have believed, we have dared to believe the word of the Lord. Do not despise small beginnings. Do not let them despise your youth. First grader, second grader, first day. Why is it that you look for the end of a thing when the Lord your God is the beginning of all things? Why is it you think it will be better at the end than it is at the beginning? Won't you say of the Lord, this is the beginning of continuation upon continuation, everlasting to everlasting? Open my eyes to see the glory of your will. Lift me up by your spirit of wisdom and revelation that I may know you better. I'm hunting the ghost. Lead me, Holy Spirit. Lead me in the way we should go. Lead me. Pray with me. Lead me. Catch me up. Lift me up that I may see by the eye of the Spirit. Say with me, I'm a ghost hunter. I'm hunting the Holy Ghost. I'm hunting the ghost, the invisible attributes of God. It is my vocation. It is my call to make known the mysteries of Christ. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you to bear witness of me, to show them who I am and who they are meant to be. And all in all you do and you see, the kingdom is the center pillar. And that's who you're called. And that's what you're called. And that's where you're called and meant to be. In the center of me, says the Spirit of wonder. Give the Lord praise this morning. God, we worship you. We pull it in. Let's set a course that today is the first day of the week. And throughout the week, every day in its perfectness, we will walk in the fullness of that day. And by the end of the week of that day, we will see all that we have seen. Because of the very first, the beginning, because we have understood this day is the day God has made, and I rejoice in it, because God is with me in his fullness, in his spirit and his power, and I am blessed of the Lord, and only good. Only good is foretold for me. Give the Lord a shout. Come on. Mighty God, we worship you. Holy One, everlasting Father. There is no prince like the Prince of Perfect Peace. There is no greater season. You're a torrent wind in the nations. On the sea, you will blow the waves the way I want them to go. By the command of my word through you. As the Lord was with Moses, won't he be with you? Open up the seas. The impassable, thought to be impossible, God is the way. Not a bus stop. It's a bridge. It's time to cross. Not a bus stop. It's a bridge. It's time to cross. Not standing here waiting for someone to pick me up and drive me where I need to go. I'm hunting the ghost. I'm hunting the ghost. I see a bridge before me. No one else may even see what I see, but it's the bridge nonetheless that the Lord has set before me, and it's that bridge I will cross over the sea. May seem impassable or impossible. But that's only perception and misunderstanding, and you will see. Catch the thermal, hunt the ghost, God will take you there. You can walk on the bridge, you can fly across the bridge, but look, the bridge waits for you. The bridge waits for you! The bridge waits for you. It's time to cross it. Let us go to the other side. Let us go to the other side. Let us go to the other side. Let us go. Let us go. Let us go to the other side. I feel the warmth of His love. I see the brightness of His shining. I think a thermal is being created, lifted up from the earth to carry you someplace you've never been. I feel a thermal rising. I feel the presence of the Lord today, here and now. I feel a thermal rising, mesmerizing, inviting, intoxicating, elevating. Oh my God, I look and see. As Abraham dared to believe he would see God, so he entered the wilderness looking, hunting the ghost, and he found him. Whatever your wilderness may be, there's a thermal rising. Even if you're over the sea, God will carry you there. He will take you where you've never been before, even though it's been there all along. Look and see. The air is rising. Look and see. The sun is shining. Look and see. It's there for you. It's there for me. A thermal's rising. A thermal's rising. The invisible attributes of God are clearly seen by what He's done. Catch one and ride it someplace you've never been. For God wills to do a new thing, and a new thing I will do in the earth, says the Spirit of the Lord. Believe the Word of God. Believe His prophets. So you will increase. So you will be established. So you will prosper. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Shout to your God. He is Lord over all, in you all, through you all. To God be the glory. Shout to God. He is Lord in you all, through you all, through you all. To God be the glory. Of the ghost in your favor, you'll see. God has lifted me far beyond the tree. It's a spirit of wonder that works in me. I'm seeking, I'm hunting. I found the ghost. You will receive the Holy Ghost. Once He has come upon you, He will lift you up. He will teach you and show you what you need to know, lead you where you need to go. Favor's coming to you. You won't have to study for it. God will show it to you. It'll knock on your door and say, I like you. I will to be a part of your vision. I will to be a part of your dream. Don't fear and don't worry. You're not coming apart at the seams. God has rent the veil from top to bottom, taking the distance out of the way. Lo, I'm with you always. I want you to know, I want you to believe it. This is what I want you to say. Emmanuel, God is with us. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God be glorified, be praised today. Open the hearts and the minds of your people's eyes so they too will say, ha ha, I'm an Emmanuelist. That's who I am, an Emmanuelist. God is with me, Emmanuelist. That's who I am today, Emmanuelist. God is with me at all times in every way, Emmanuelist. I am blessed of the Most High, Emmanuelist. I can see from on high. The kingdom of God is where I set. He has set me with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I know my place. I know my authority. I know my hour, and this is it. Say of the Lord, this is the day. Give God a shout. Praise Him. Praise Him. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Bless His name, bless His name, bless His name, bless His name. Shout to your God. He is Lord. He is King. Mighty God. Master of every single thing. He is present with you in the fullness of His power. He will rock you today, tomorrow, every hour. He is the Lord that presides in every situation. Don't be afraid. No reason for hesitation. God. My God. He's Lord over all. God. My God. He is Lord over all. I can see by the Spirit God's presence is here. Columns of thermal power. The ghost is in the place. The ghost fills us here. Can't you hear? Heaven cheer. Come on, get a ride. Get on, let's fly. Catch a thermal. Come on. Hunt the ghost. Seek me and I will be found of you. Call on me and I will answer you. I will show you things, scribble things you didn't know. This is our day. Come on. Right away, let's say, today it has begun. Father, Spirit, and Son, hunt the ghost today. Up, up, and away. Give the Lord a shout of praise and say, God is with us. Emmanuel, 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 God is with us. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Woo! There's healing all over your body. There's peace all in your mind. There's access to resources. They're available to you now. The fear goes away. Your joy comes in today. And you say, praise God. I know I'm on my way. And this is the best day as it begins today. Come on, first grader. Come on, second grader. Come on, third grader, fourth grader, fifth grader. Come on. It's the best day of the year. This is the greatest season of your life. God has freed you from sin and strife. All the enemies fall by the way. The Lord is with you. What should I say? I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise will continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise will continually be in my mouth. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise will continually be in my mouth. Emmanuel. Who are you? Emmanuelists. Who are you? Emmanuelists. Who are you? Emmanuelists. Got it with us. Emmanuelists. Emmanuelists. on your list. God, we praise you in this solemn hour. Authority and power, great and mighty is the Lord today. Right here, right now, we're on our way. Emmanuelists, 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 that's who we are, Emmanuelists. God is with us. God is for us, not against us, Emmanuelists. Bless the Lord. One more time, give the Lord a shout in the house.